reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. The Gospel of the Lord. When I was teaching and the topic of study was the kingdom of heaven, I would have my students look at several of Jesus' parables to get an idea of what he taught about the reign of God. Among the parables they would read would be today's gospel passage. Inevitably, their response would be, the two parables are saying the same thing. The kingdom of heaven is a buried treasure, a pearl of great price that we're called to look for. I couldn't fault their quick interpretation because the parables are very similar, each talking about a person searching for or finding a great treasure and a willingness to give up everything in order to secure that treasure. As we would talk about it, it would become clear that my students' focus was on the treasure, which was not incorrect. It was, however, limited. For they regarded the treasure, the kingdom of heaven, as something only outside themselves, a rare gem that would only be fully discovered and claimed in their death. The parables, though, take on a slightly yet profoundly different twist when we recall that when Jesus is speaking of the kingdom of heaven, he is talking about God. We can read the parables then as God is like a treasure buried in a field, and God is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. With such in mind, our gospel today offers us two faces of God, the one who seeks and the one who is sought. It is easy for us to understand the first parable. It makes sense that God is like the treasure in the field that we do seek. Such was my student's interpretation. But what exactly is being sought in the second parable, if the kingdom of heaven, that is God, is the seeker? Perhaps the more appropriate question is, who is being sought by our searching God? Does it make sense that God would search for God's own self? Or do we dare to consider the possibility that we are the pearl of great price? Such a concept is almost too much for us to believe. For it is our sins, the brokenness and emptiness of our lives, that leave us feeling that we are far from being worth so much. Yet such is the beauty, blessing, and gift of faith that we claim and celebrate. That in Jesus, our God has searched for us, found us, and paid the ultimate price for us with his very life. The parables together call us to an awareness of who we are just as much as they remind us of who God is, the seeker and the sought. They invite us to consider two sides of one coin. The coin, so to speak, is the treasure, the pearl of great price. The kingdom of heaven is discovered in the search. We search for each other, the human and the divine, and once found, we know beyond any doubt that the treasure is priceless.